Hey guys, my name's Caitlin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from depression, idolizing comfort, and fear of man.
Hi, Caitlin.
My 20-year-old... Oh, wait. Okay. Before I went through Region, I was anxious, overwhelmed, and trying to navigate my relationship blinded by my pride. My 20-year-old sister was born with a rare genetic disorder, which has caused heart issues, hearing loss, and mental delays. I grew up watching my mom having to focus on her, which instilled the belief that my problems were never big enough to bring up. I never wanted to add more stress to my mom's plate. God was openly talked about in my family. We went to church and had family devotions, but I did these things because I knew it was what God wanted for me. I viewed Christianity as a book of rules, and I viewed God as condemning and harsh. When I thought about him, I felt shameful and hopeless. I was beaten down by the idea that I would never be perfect in his eyes. In October 2019, my father switched jobs. It was a messy situation, to say the least. Through these circumstances, I learned about my dad's struggle with workaholism. He was physically present at big things, like sports games and dance recitals, but never mentally present. This caused me to struggle with fear of abandonment and perfectionism, because I thought if I was just a better daughter, my father would want a relationship with me. As my dad did all the things that would fix our family, I pushed the feelings this caused me to feel down and truly convinced myself that I was fine and had forgiven my dad. A year after everything happened, though, which was actually in the middle of when I went through Region, I felt myself spiraling and scheduled myself a therapy appointment. On October 13, 2020, I was diagnosed with depression. This shattered the reality I had built for myself that I was fine and everyone felt like this. I came to Region because I wanted to learn how to biblically process my brokenness and felt as though I had tried everything else. In recovery, God has shown me that I have the tendency to approach situations with pride, fear of abandonment, and idolizing freedom from responsibility. Through Region, I've learned about God's unconditional love, gentle approach to me and my brokenness, and the father-like relationship he wants to have with me. Because of Jesus, I have slowly started to forgive my dad, rely on God, and learn what daily surrender looks like. My relationships are changing as I'm becoming more humble, patient, and genuine. I'm starting to live each day one at a time with no expectation, and what trusting God with a little more looks like every day. Region did not fix me. All of these things I've talked about today and more are still a struggle. Working towards a relationship with my dad was not fun, and most of the time it didn't feel like it was worth it. There are still some days where my depression is bad and I feel like life will just never get better. Region taught me that even though my situations aren't perfect, I can still be joyful because God is good. I don't have to be in control for me to feel at peace. Thank you for listening. Woo!